Oh, I love Write and Insight. That's a perfect rhyme for me because I wrote it. That's my whole thing. I mean, Oh, here's a question. I like this line a lot, but then I wasn't sure. Silence turned to song. I mean, that could be a book title. Silence turned to song.
That's great. Yeah.
I like that line. But then it sounded better if I made it sadness turn to song. I was thinking about that. So that's why I put sorrow for one. I'm like, that day, sorrow went away. Oh. Sadness turned to song. Because the bridge is, she was sad for so long, and now her heart was filled with song.
See.
And then I thought that could be, if I was going to be consistent with silence, I could have put, she was silent for so long, and now her heart was filled with song. Because it could be silence.
Oh,
so I don't
true.
Know if it should be sadness or silence.
Wow. And those inner,
That's a very different, they're two different concepts.
Yeah.
One is, the song is the joy, and sadness to song is from sad to joy. Or it could be music from silence to song, you know? I know. So I couldn't tell. I like the concept of silence because I had silence for 30 years. I had no music, nothing. It was just silent in my head, in my heart. Now I hear music all day long, and even when I'm asleep. So that's a huge change in me.
Well, you know, those both are really powerful. I'd be interested to hear what you,
what
you
I decide. Land on. That's right. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, they're both gorgeous.
Singing, I have to work. I know that part where I go up on the E chord. I have to hold that note and come, you know, I got to get the right.
But there's so much to work on, especially when you're writing. That's why it's good to, once you get the melody,
then you'll
use the technique that you need to do that. But you're still working out the...
I'm still working, but it'll be ready. I mean, I could see in a couple weeks going in the studio with this because I have... the guitar. I just have to work out the structure's really close. Just the beat.
Yeah.
George is always saying to me, "How many measures?" You always do weird things. He says, "How come you have 7, not 8?" And I'm like, "Well, that's just the way I hear it." When she found music in her heart, because I put when she found, but I think that was too many words.
Oh yeah.
So I took that out with the music because I couldn't keep up. It's like a race.
Your voice is busy. The guitar sounds busy. It's beautiful, but it sounds like, you know,
it's a lot of finger picking.
And it's beautiful, by the way.
I really love that part of this.
Oh, I do. I do love that.
Okay, so I'll do that pick. Yeah. Oh, it's fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to hear the Kulaks, to have you.
You really
because,
want to
think because they get to hear everything that you do.
Yeah.
So when you decide to do this, I think it's going to be interesting. It's different.
Is it different?
Yeah, it's moving, it's touching, it's real, like all of your stuff.
Very
but
real.
But you know, it's...
It's a little different because it's faster. I wonder what George would do with something like this.
Yeah.
He would have fun with it.
Yeah, won't that be interesting?
Yeah.
What a fun song for you.
It is fun. It's so much fun. I love new songs. In fact, when I'm working on something new, that's all I can think about.
I know what you mean, Judy.
You do?
Oh, God,
Soul Sister! Soul Sister!
I thank God for it. Oh, God, thank God for the song. Thank God for this music.
I know. I keep thinking of that empty space and how the song coming up just grows and grows until it fills the space.
Yeah.
And then it's like it's giving birth. You release it.
I was going to say it's like a child. I was going to say that.
It's a child.
It was like
there's
no
baby.
One. And then there's a baby. Where did that come from?
And I'm taking care of it. And
yes.
It's like it's a lot of responsibility. I want to do the best I can with this. But then, of course, it's like, well, what's next?
At the same time. Yeah.
There's always got to be something next, it looks
yes,
like.
Yes, there does. That's
So you're going to get this one stuck in your head?
Yes, I'm sure. And I won't know what it is. I'll be minding my own business. I'm like, what is that? What is that?
Listen,
Judy. You know how many times I've said that to my kids?
No.
That's Judy. That's Judy. Judy's song.
I love you. Do you think it's better in her heart than of her heart?
That was interesting when you said that.
I might have just, because I told you, I don't know. I go back and forth. I could music from her heart.
Oh, and from...
I didn't even think of from. I mean, that would be even more clear and unusual. Music from her heart. Maybe that's where I should go. That just came to me. Most of my songs were much more formed when I came to you because they were 30 years ago. This is really new.
I know.
All I have
and I'm
were the...
totally appreciating that. I know that. This is new.
It's really
exciting.
It's,
yeah. Beautiful song, Judy.
Thank you.
And I'll be interested to hear where you go with that. If you just, you know, music in or... Because I honestly don't know. And, you know, it's your song. But it's going to work whatever you decide, and it's going to be the right
thing. Well, it's my story for the book. All my prior songs were about the past, except for Memory of Love is my mom. It's present, and you were there. But this is really like now. This is really addressing things.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
I love that. Such a feeling of hope and inspiration.
That's what
and
I am.
Of going on, going forward. And there's something to go to.
I think that's my mission.
Yeah.
So I might as well write a song that speaks to it, since my book is about how I've been healed. So
yeah.
This is it.
Well, hey, you got some happy songs now. So you're getting some happy songs.
Oh, I do.
You've always said things about yourself. Like, such a, you know, but.
It's hard to sing happy songs when you still have teenagers.
Who are you telling?
Sing it to the choir.